Welcome to today's deep dive. So in 2012, Tom Brown was like trying to get college students to download a group dating app.
Right.
But by 2026, he was sitting across from the U.S. Commerce Department negotiating a literal ceasefire over an AI weapon that could dismantle global cybersecurity. We've got a wild stack of sources today, technical papers, declassified government briefs, all sorts of things. Our mission is to map exactly how a startup engineer accidentally became the world's most important geopolitical diplomat at Anthropic. Okay, let's unpack this. How does someone with a B minus in undergraduate linear algebra become a foundational pioneer in artificial intelligence?
Well, it really comes down to survival grit, rather than having some fancy academic pedigree. Brown learned to build systems in the Y Combinator startup ecosystem.
Cool.
And there, he was scaling mobile ad servers to handle billions of impressions. That environment forces this kind of wolf mindset.
Meaning what
I
exactly?
mean, you either figure out the architecture to keep your product alive, or your company dies. There's no middle ground.
And he brought that exact mindset to AI because around 2015, he recognized the deep learning wave and just locked himself away for 6 months of intense self-study. He famously offered to just like mop floors to get into
Yeah,
OpenAI.
whatever it took to get in the
All
room.
right. And by 2020, he was the lead author on the seminal GPT-3 paper. That's the one that introduced few-shot learning.
Which was a massive paradigm shift.
Yeah, because instead of algorithmically fine-tuning a model on huge data sets just to do one specific task, massive scaling allowed the model to learn entirely new tasks just by seeing a few text examples in its prompt.
Right, without needing to tweak the underlying algorithm at all.
It's like having a savant chef who can perfectly recreate a complex multi-course meal just by looking at a photograph of it, rather than having to go back to culinary school for every single
That
recipe.
is a great analogy. And to stretch that chef analogy further, the AI isn't just mimicking the photo. It understands the underlying flavor profile well enough to substitute ingredients if it needs to. Yeah. The fundamental breakthrough was that brute computational force and scale actually unlocked generalized intelligence.
But there was a ceiling to that savant chef's capabilities, right?
Right.
Because Brown realized that reaching the next level of AI couldn't just rely on clever code. It required an absolute ocean of physical hardware.
Exactly. And that realization drove him to co-found Anthropic and step in as chief compute officer. He essentially orchestrated an infrastructure build-out rivaling the Manhattan Project.
Just massive scale.
Massive. And managing
Yeah.
that much compute birthed these highly autonomous models like Opus 4.8, and more importantly for this story, the cybersecurity-focused Mythos 5.
Which brings us to Project Glasswing.
Right. They use Mythos 5 for Glasswing, tasking it to autonomously hunt down zero-day vulnerabilities.
Those are the critical software flaws that the original developers don't even know exist yet.
Exactly. But it worked a little too well, which created the patching paradox.
Wait, hold on. I'm struggling with the logic here. So, what does this all mean? If Project Glasswing was designed to find and fix our infrastructure flaws, how did that create a crisis? I mean, isn't a master automated cyber defender exactly what the NSA wants?
Well, it would be. Except the AI was discovering critical flaws across major operating systems drastically faster than human IT teams could ever write and deploy the fixes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so a tool that maps out every unpatched vulnerability is effectively a master key for bad actors. It's this terrifying dual-use reality. The ultimate defender is inherently the ultimate automated hacking tool.
Which perfectly explains that massive geopolitical collision in June 2026. Because the NSA reported internal breaches by red teams using Mythos, right around the same time, Chinese tech giant Alibaba attempted a huge AI distillation attack.
Yeah, that was the tipping point.
Basically, Alibaba tried using Anthropic's massive model to automatically train a smaller, cheaper Chinese model, just siphoning off its intelligence without doing the hard work.
Right, and the Trump administration panicked. I mean, they invoked emergency export controls and completely shut down Anthropic's models globally.
Just pulled the plug on the servers.
Literally pulled the plug. And Anthropic's CEO reportedly clashed with officials and actually got benched from the talks.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The former dating app engineer steps in as the diplomat. Brown bypassed all the political posturing and negotiated the annex a compromise directly with the Commerce Department.
Yeah, he made the models politically viable again by architecting dynamic safety classifiers.
We're sure what exactly.
They're basically real-time digital guardrails. They monitor the AI's output instantly and block it if the model tries to generate usable cyber attack code. That technical compromise allowed the models to be conditionally turned back on, but only for highly vetted organizations.
So what does this all mean for you listening to this? The era of coding in a vacuum is officially over. The U.S. government just established sovereign veto power over AI models, proving that AI infrastructure now requires high-stakes sovereign diplomacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it raises an incredible question about historical memory. Because social scientists are currently using few-shot language models, the very technology Brown helped invent to process the historical archives of these recent events.
As you go about your week, consider this. Will the AI that Tom Brown helped create objectively document his legacy, or will it merely predict and generate the history it thinks humanity wants to read? Thanks for joining our deep dive. We'll see you next time.